Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Cologne Podcast.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Ryan.
We're two best friends. We never get in arguments, and we're never late, and we always pick up each other's phone calls. And we also do a fragrance podcast that you're listening to right now.
You beat me to it. Mike's pissed.
No, I'm in a great mood. I just, you know, I love having a friend that responds with the same type of courtesy that I have for him.
Oh, my God. One time I missed this guy's phone call.
Yesterday forever. We went to Dillard's and we picked up a sample of this brand new Prada fragrance, Luna Rosa Ocean Le Parfum.
Le Parfum. I'm excited for this one. And we got two of them. And just so you know, one of them is going to a lucky Patreon.
That's right. We asked the lady, hey, give us two of those. We spent $0 on it, and it's going out to you, a lucky Patreon.
Hey, you know what my favorite part of that interaction was the other day?
What's that?
Trying to be nice. And first off, I was trying to be low-key. I'm not one of those people, just so you know. We're not like, hey, we got a podcast. There was a big ordeal to get this sample, just so you guys know. And she was like, we don't really have anything to put them in. And then she like found some weird contraption, some makeup looking kit thing that she opened up.
Oh, so they have like these little screw top things that they put like lotions and stuff into, yeah, where you can have like a sample or a tester of a lotion to use.
Yeah.
So she squirted a bunch into that.
And then twisted it on.
Yeah.
And I'm like whispering, I'm like, hey, thank you so much. Look, I know it's weird that we're wanting this so badly, but we have a podcast. It's a weird thing. It's a piece of shit. And then she was like, oh, no, yeah, no big deal. She's all super nice. And I was like, hey, we'd love to give you a shout out. What's your name? She just goes, anonymous.
Yeah. She was so embarrassed by the fact that she started with the little thing. And it was like pretty janky, guaranteed to have leaked in this bag already. That she was like, if you're going to mention that I did that first, then just don't include me. My name is Anonymous.
So Anonymous, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Miss Anonymous. Let me tell you who's not anonymous. It's Prunelle on Fragrantica, who says, I like this. On my skin, it's very ambery, and I can somehow smell a bit of booze. A great release, honestly. The name makes no sense, but we're used to it. It's not extremely similar, but it definitely has a Naxos vibe to me.
Then I'll probably hate this because I've probably smelled it three different ways now.
Oh, you'll hate it because it's generic.
Does it qualify as generic or just like, oh, I've smelled it before, so it's not like really like, you know, surprising me.
Doesn't blow your wig back?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it an absolute fair and honest review, Ryan.
Same. I'm going to be as unbiased as possible after hearing that. So here, let's do it.
Okay. Well, we will. But first, we've got to get into that one night stand review of that fragrance we totally remember that we just did.
Hit the music, Todd.
Yeah. One night stand review.
Well, Ryan, after spending the night spraying my Wulong Cha all over your unchiseled body, that very same body that could not pick up a phone call earlier, refused to call me back, what do you think of Wulong Cha?
First off, let the
record... By Nishane.
Let the record show. He pulled up and I was here at the studio. And I was actually in the car because I didn't have the keys to the studio. I forgot them at the house. And I literally am in the car researching for this very episode. So I was prepared and I didn't mean to ignore his phone calls. I didn't do it on purpose, you know, anything. It was all an accident.
But, oh, it's no big deal. I didn't even think a second thought about it.
Yeah. He has been so pissy before this episode started.
Anyways, what did you think of Wulong Cha, Ryan?
Well, before I give you that, can you give me another tester strip?
No, hell no. God. Just because you dropped it?
It's
you
like
lazy
a weird
fucking bump. No, get down there and get it.
Fucking hell, it's underneath this piece of shit.
Good God, you think tester strips grow on trees?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you guys about Wulong Cha. You know, we definitely did some super suckage on it this last episode. There's no doubt if you heard the episode prior to this, we are Honey Town on Wulong Cha.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm here to reaffirm it even more because he wore it the other day. We went to town. He's right. We went to Dillard's. We also went to Sam's. We had Nukes. That was nice.
Yeah, double club, baby.
Watching the weight. He wore Wong Lan Chao yesterday, and literally, I dropped him off. What time did I drop you off at? Like, I don't know, 2 or 3?
Sure.
I got back in my vehicle later that evening, could smell Wong Lan Chao.
Really?
Got in my vehicle today to come here. It smells like Wong Lan Chao up in there.
Still?
He didn't spray it in my fucking car.
No, I was just wearing it.
You just wearing it. It literally smells like Wong Lan Chao in my car. I am telling you guys, look, I cannot assure you that you will love the smell because it's all subjective. You could hate it. We on the other hand, I fucking love the smell. It is so citrusy. Tea, it's super fucking loud, and I'm telling you, if anybody can tell me that that's not a beast mode fragrance, I just can't fucking believe it, man. That is insane.
And remember the friend's wife I was telling you about that was like, yeah, gotta find this. I gave her that last, you know, 10-15 mil left in that bottle. She's obsessed with it.
It's incredible. It smells amazing. It actually kind of smells, this is a weird comparison honestly, but it's like a niche Acqua Di Giò a little bit. It's a little...
It's fresh. It's citrus.
Yeah. But it's like a different kind of take. I fucking love it. I love it. And it's a great fragrance.
I love it on me. And apparently she's wearing the hell out of it. So, you know, it's right down the line of being unisex.
It's definitely unisex. And I would say, for real, it is a certifiable buy for me. That is a buy.
Yeah, we had a couple of Patreons write in and say, I got a sample of this and I'm going to have to get a bottle. This thing is incredible.
It's incredible. So yours is a buy as well?
Well, yeah, I just got a 100 ml bottle of it.
Okay, there's our one night stand review of Nichanay's Wong Lan Chao. Fucking incredible. You're an idiot if you don't at least go out there and go smell it. It's insane.
You can smell it at Neiman's.
Can you?
Yeah. If you have a larger, above average size mall nearby that has a Neiman's Marcus in it, you can go and sniff on some Nichanay products. Wong Lan Chao being one of them.
Okay. Now, without further ado, and with the help of Anonymous at Dillard's, let's put our sniffers on. Luna Rosa Ocean Le Parfum.
Do the honors there.
Sent a little wrapped in a card thing. Oh, I kind of already kind of smell. It smells pretty decent. Let's see. Okay.
You know what? I am kind of getting the Naxos resemblance.
I agree.
That sweet sort of powdery, like syrupy. Can it be powdery and syrupy? Yes, it can. It's got on, when I'm smelling the Dafter strip, it's got like this bubblegummy sweetness.
It does have that bubblegummy thing going on.
It's not a Naxos clone, but I get where they're saying it's got that vibe.
Yeah. It's a good smell.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hate it. I don't know. Give me a second with it. It's not bad. It's actually really pleasant. But it's a little similar to Naxos. It's a little similar to the other Luna Rosa Ocean EDP we smelled not too long ago.
Well, I would hope so. It's a flanker and just a higher concentration.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not disappointed yet. I'm literally trying to process it.
Yeah, it's treat me nice. Is it a kind of safe designer, hard designer? Yes, it is definitely in that vein.
Okay.
Let me just see if there's, I'm just going to sniff on it just a little bit more before I really go to town on it, but it's doing something I like.
Yeah, it's, I know this is that part where everybody's going to hate me because I'm like, now this is the one time I'll shut the fuck up, I guess, but it's like, I don't have anything bad to say yet, but I definitely don't have anything amazing to say about it. It does smell good. I'm just kind of indifferent right now because I really am trying to process because it's just a little too similar to a couple things. But I will say it's quite loud. It is loud.
Yeah, it is that, which is kind of what you want if you're buying a parfum concentration. You want there to be some power to it.
Well, let me actually say something real quick while we're trying to digest this for a second. Okay. Kind of go back to the review you read. What was her name?
Prunell.
So Prunell had a kind of a thing he said towards the end there where he said, what do you say about it not making sense?
The name makes no sense.
The name, like Luna Rosa Ocean?
Yes. which would be Italiano.
Well, guess what, buddy? You dumbass. It actually does make sense.
It's a red moon ocean.
No, actually, and I can call him a dumbass because I too was just dumb, just like, what was his name?
Prunell.
Just like Prunell. I was once ignorant like you. But I was just recently in the comment section of Prada's YouTube channel. They have a pretty much a 10-minute documentary on this fragrance, and spokesperson Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah,
the man in the deep face.
Yeah.
So I didn't know this. I'm gonna see if you know this. Prunell, he didn't fucking know it.
Yeah, what a loser.
Somebody in the comment section said, what does this have to do with fucking fragrances, right? And I'm kind of the same thing. Like, what are we doing? Like, what does this have to do with it? Well, I'll tell you what it has to do with it. It's part of the Luna Rossa sailboat racing team. That's what this is based off of.
Okay.
Well, fuck you then. I thought I was bringing you the heat over here. Did you know that?
What? What? What is?
That this is the fragrance line is created because it's based off of the racing team.
For what? Like, what are they doing with the racing team? They all wear it or?
No, like they like it's based around that thing. Like the
way those guys smell when they're racing boats.
They're in the fucking ocean and all that shit, racing with the sailboats, yada, yada, yada. But it's like a badass sailboat. Like it's like technology you couldn't even imagine. And I didn't know that that was a thing. Like it was connected to this. And so the whole documentary, I'm kind of like wondering, why is Jake Gyllenhaal with this fucking sailboat team? But that's where the link is. With this fragrance line in general, not just with Le Parfum, that's what Luna Rossa Ocean was created for, was kind of like, I guess, what do you want to say, homage or what do you call it? To the team or whatever?
Oh, okay. To the space age technological sailboat. When I think of, you know, space age technology, I immediately go, sails.
Well,
talk about futuristic sailing.
Hey,
use sails and wind.
Hey, literally, Jake Gyllenhaal himself said, because they took him out on this boat and he had to do like some rigorous training to do it and all this shit.
He's like, holy shit, how do you think to use sheets to catch wind? What kind of space age technology is this?
Hey, he said out of his own mouth, he goes, I went to go sailing and I ended up flying. He said it didn't feel like sailing because the way it glides so straight across the waters, it's just like, he goes, it feels like you're flying. You're going so fast.
Damn.
Yeah, man. So I was like, okay, now the fragrance kind of makes sense to me, why it was created, what, you know, what it's for. But it's like, obviously, it doesn't smell like the ocean. And that was one of the.
I think you just ripped that line right out of Titanic.
Who, me?
No, Jake Gyllenhaal.
What are they saying in Titanic?
Rose gets on the front and she's like, I'm flying, Jack. She's on the front of a boat. God, there is nothing new under the sun.
I will say the video is a little over the top. What's kind of funny?
Kind of like Conor McGregor in Roadhouse, speaking of Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes, God. If you guys haven't seen that, it's on Amazon Prime. It's not great and it's not bad. Kind of like this fragrance right now. And Conor McGregor, actually, the car stock's great. Conor McGregor is definitely like, they were just like, just be yourself, be an asshole. And he's like, cool.
I don't know. I see him in interviews. I'm like, he seems like a nice enough guy.
Oh, I think he is. But I'm just saying, like, you know, the part where it's like he's building up to a fight. He's like, who the fuck are you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's like pro wrestling, too. Yeah. They got to make a spectacle of it, you know?
Dude, but anyway, he's great in that movie. Jake Gyllenhaal is kind of all right. I mean, can you really replace Patrick Swayze? I don't know. But this thing, which, by the way, real quick, that racing team has won some like World Cup things, whatever they want to call it, all that jazz.
Sweet.
Even up to like 2021. You don't think it's weird that this Prada is like what? A like fashion brand first?
Designer, yeah.
And it's like Prada Pirelli, by the way. Prada Pirelli, I don't know if there's any connection, but other than that, but they're like, they have this racing team for like sailboats. You have all this billions of dollars in the world.
Yeah, sounds like some rich people shit. It's like, what do we want to do today? I don't know, race a boat?
God, you would totally do it, man. I wouldn't, but you would.
You think I'd race boats?
if Prada called you and got you on set with Jake Gyllenhaal to get on one of these fucking boats,
I would.
That's what I'm probably, not saying you would do it like as a hobby yourself.
I'd probably have to fly to get there, which is something you definitely wouldn't do.
Hell no.
No, I'd get on there.
My experience is I would go to fly and I had to swim.
I mean, I don't know where you guys stand with the whole Swifties and stuff like that, but even amongst all the rumors and the shade thrown at Jake Gyllenhaal because of his relationship with Taylor Swift, whom they dated. Yeah, they did.
Really? When was this?
This is a three albums ago
or something.
Remember that song? That's "We Are Never Ever Ever."
That's
getting
his?
Back together. Yeah.
What's the infatuation with Taylor Swift?
She's incredible. She's a very talented songwriter, really? And she writes songs that people can sing along to. I mean, look, I love Celine Dion, but I can't keep up with her. I love Mariah Carey, and she does those runs that hit like the dog notes that only dogs can hear.
Really,
you can't sing along to that.
Like, you verify this, she's the only songwriter on these songs.
Well, I don't know that to be true. I mean, we're not the only people who touch the editing on this podcast. Does that mean we didn't do the podcast, Ryan?
Yeah, but we're doing the hardest part of it right now.
Oh, like voicing it, kind of like creating. A singer who would sing it.
But it's coming straight from our head. You know, who's to say that she hasn't been
forced really?
Fed, like five dudes in a room, like wrote the lyrics with her.
You didn't watch a 10-minute thing to like completely butcher the fact that it's a racing team. And I didn't completely just pull up a review and read that. And we're not about to pull up some notes and read those. And
look, guys, if Mike calls you, you better fucking answer it. Because he's going to live in this zone that he's in for the next like day or two, possibly.
I doubt it. I've got ice cream to get later. I'll be a happy boy. But
well, let's get into the price and trend of this and see if it makes you happier.
Let's do it.
The price, $175. They're putting Elixir price on this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does that do anything for you?
No, that's a parfum price. I mean, that's what I paid for Bleu de Chanel's parfum.
The trend, and it's only been active for like, 6 days? It barely had a peak, and it's down there, guys. Down there with the Titanic.
Get ready. Once this episode drops, interest will peak.
Yeah. I'm going to say this. I don't understand that price point. And I think somebody said in one of the comments on Fragrant ago, they were just like, hey, does anybody remember when designer prices were just like $100?
Yeah.
It's like,
some still are, but you're not going to get a parfum for that. You may get an EDT.
I don't know. I think it's all corporate greed. That's all I can think. We just went to Sam's today. Mike goes, hey, remember those box of like 10 drinks we used to buy for like $12? They're $24 now. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous.
Crazy, man.
I will say this. Now, my skin smells better. A lot better, actually. And I don't like the tester strip one bit.
I mean, really, you can't like one over the other. It has to be a combined thing. We need to average out the mean of this.
Well, then it would be completely average. And it leads me to this going, because I kind of know, maybe you know something as well, but who do you think's wearing something like this?
I think he's an ex-UFC fighter who's been hired to clean up a nefarious gang of ruffians that keep showing themselves to a locally owned bar and grill.
God, the plot of this is so stupid. Go ahead.
And he's got to keep his wits about him. He's also got to smell good.
And he was paid to wear it, right?
I don't know.
Would you have to be paid to wear this, Mike? Or could you wear it on your own, unsolicited by a dump truck of money being dumped all over your lawn?
Well, I'm not going to quite get into my skip it, sample it, or buy it just yet. But what I will say is, it is leaning hard into that safe designer and... where do we go from here, Ryan? Because I feel like we're going to pick up designer fragrances. They're going to smell like designer fragrances. And so are we just not going to love designer fragrances anymore?
No, I just feel like the ones we have picked up recently are just not great. They're just not. They're just
money grabs.
They're just money grabs, if I'm just being real. I mean, look, it's an opinion. It's not a fact, but it's what it feels like. It's exactly what it feels like.
Here's what I will say. If you love when we go to Skip It, Sample It, Buy It, then you'll love when we go to Skip It,
Sample It,
or Buy It.
What are you going to do, Mike?
Well, if you love La Rosa Ocean, then I think you'll love this. I think this is a good rendition of the Parfum. This is what the Parfum should smell like if you love Luna Rosa Ocean.
Which one, the EDT or EDP? Because I actually do like the EDP quite a bit, and I feel like I like it more than this one, actually.
I feel like this is right in line with the EDP.
Okay, yeah.
So it's, you know, if you like that, depending on the price differences, I can't really promise you that there's going to be more projection and performance out of this than the EDP. I don't know, but if you're just looking to spend more money so you have another different beautiful bottle, because let's be honest, the red shade on this does look pretty sweet.
When we saw it in person, I was like, yeah, I actually do like the bottle.
The bottle looks nice. That being said, that's for you, okay? For me,
yeah,
it's a skip. Just because it's really not doing anything brand new for me. Don't get me wrong. Luna Rosa Carbon will be top five for life.
Absolutely.
It will show up in there time and time again. Right now on my shelf, there is 350 mil of that bad boy.
Yeah. God, dude. It feels very office safe, and like it's half Naxos, half Ocean EDP, half Curve for Men. It's yeah, like,
or like a YSL Elixir.
Yeah, it's a little too soft for me. And I mean, I do get the purpose. He's right. If you like the EDP of Luna Rosa Ocean, because it does smell similar to that one. It has a kind of a bubblegum vibe in the beginning a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not as like Le Mall's, you know, Ultramar, whatever. But God, it just, we're chasing the dragon over here, dude.
Yeah.
We're trying to find real shit. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
And so, like, when I smell, and I don't think it's just designer, because we've smelled stuff from high-end stuff. I'm like, what the fuck? And they're asking $700 for this?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's not just if it's niche, we're going to buy it. That's not the truth either.
Absolutely not.
But I do think for us, for a designer fragrance, for us to say, yeah, go buy it, unless it's just a hellacious deal on a designer or on a discount website to where you can go, yeah, I can totally spend the money on this.
Yeah.
I want this. But as something it's a brand new release, you got to go pay top dollar for it, you know, in good conscience. I don't think that I would recommend it right now.
No, I would not recommend it. I couldn't do it. Not bad, though. We have to admit it's not bad. It smells good, but you smelled it five other times or ways.
Yeah, I would just recommend, if you really like this and haven't tried YSL YEDP that you can find on discounters for hella cheap, to try that, because is it exactly the same? No, but it's very similar and it's really nice and it's at a really good price there.
Oh, God.
Here come the flood of emails calling us niche snobs.
I promise you it's not that. Look, we got that Cool Water shit, and I fucking love it.
Oh, yeah.
And how much was that motherfucker?
Less than $20.
That shit, it kicks the door down on this Prada Luna Rosa Ocean La Parfum, and then it just beats the hell out of it in a corner.
Yeah, it's a different genre, though.
I know. Oh, yeah, this is qualified as a fougère. I was going to look that up.
Okay.
It's been a while. Somebody remind me, what is a fougère? Do you kind of know? Because I still don't know.
No, I don't know.
You know, that's a testament to this, right?
Yeah.
It's like, we've done almost 300 episodes now.
God, if I was thinking fougère, I'm probably wrong on this, because we've never really done the research, but I would have said, Cool Water is a fougère. You know, I just think of like masculine, you know, but I don't know. Does it have to be heavy and lavender or some shit to be a fougère? I don't know.
I'm looking up Cool Water right now just to see. They just call it an aromatic aquatic fragrance.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I don't know. What the fuck is a fougère? I'm looking this up. I got to know. You know what's crazy is we've looked this up in the past.
The lines blur with designer fragrances because they all fit so closely together.
A fougère is one of the main olfactive families of perfumes. The name comes from the French language word for fern.
Oh, so it's kind of green? It's supposed to be green?
It says made with a blend of fragrances. Top notes are sweet with scent of lavender flowers. Okay.
Oh, maybe I did hear the lavender thing.
Has like oat moss, which this does have like, it has like four fragrances or four notes. And one of them was like lemon and oak moss or whatever. But I guess I kind of get that. But it's like, I don't know, dude.
I don't know either, dude.
This is the part that I think me and you both hate. Because good or bad, we want something to like punch us, right? We want to feel again. We're like over here, like we're like, you know, pinching our bodies and stuff all the time,
right?
Trying to like feel that first like really badass Aventus smell we ever smelled.
Yeah, because here's the thing, if you've bought a designer fragrance in the last 10 years, you probably have something close to what this smells like, and that becomes the issue. It's not that we're trying to hate on these, but if we're going to recommend something that you need to go out of your way to smell, which like we mentioned, like Wulong Cha, you know, we're never saying blind buy anything, but
how much was your Wulong Cha?
After shipping and everything, $130 for 100 mil.
Okay, put these side by side. What is it?
Not even close.
It's an ass kicking, right?
Oh, it's like Jake Gyllenhaal taking on those four biker guys, just slapping them in the face and saying, oh, did I just slap you? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Did he do that in the movie?
Yeah. Oh, it's like his first fight outside the roadhouse. And he's like, is there a hospital nearby? Because I'm totally about to stomp a mud hole in every single one of your asses, but then I'll drive you to the hospital. And then he commenced to slap fighting all of them.
And he's like, hey, I broke that guy's arm over there. And the freaking thing, like, that doesn't get you arrested for, like, assaulting people? Oh, man. This fucking sucks, man. Not the fragrance. Just the overall. We come in here excited. We're always ready for, like, the new stuff. And I'm just going to be a little transparent. Look, we see Jensen's. He's the first one to drop it. By the way, his review of this has literally gotten 40,000 more views than Prada's video documenting this fucking fragrance.
And they spent like probably $100,000 on that at least.
Oh, just to film it. Yeah.
And Ashton probably spent 10 minutes and $10 making his.
But yeah, it's like, we see it. We know you, not just you guys, but the other fragrance people out there in the world, they want us to smell the new releases. In fact, I was going to tell you, I think we should start doing like an episode where we go over new releases that are about to come out to see if there's any that we are interested in, or maybe the audience would want us to
smell. Oh, that's a good thought. Wow. You're contributing, Ryan.
I'm trying. Since I didn't answer your phone this morning, I thought this
would be where I would contribute. Don't remind me. I was just starting to get into a good mood. You son of a...
But no, you know, so we're like, I was telling him, I was like, dude, let's go get this fragrance so we can get it out quick and do something about it. And sure enough, we're excited. We made a trip out of it. We ate nukes. That was cool. That was a better experience than this.
Hey, I want to try this because we just got a new recording thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to try this again. You son of a...
Whatever. You.
Yeah, we'll never use that, by the way. I mean, I know we have listeners that have wrote emails begging us to censor ourselves.
Yeah, our worst review was that.
Yeah. Like, why do you have to cuss?
Look, guys, it really is disappointing to us because we're on the journey with you. And we know you guys are on the journey with us. We're chasing new animals. We're wanting to discover better things. We want our minds to be blown. And again, it can be in the wrong direction. Look, this thing could have smelled like somebody's ass crack, but at least it would have been defining, right?
Yeah.
When they're middle of the road, it just pisses me right off.
Oh, man. Yeah, me too, Ryan.
It does, man.
Just because, you know, every episode, we want to give you guys something to enjoy. And when the fragrance kind of falls flat, it kind of bums us out a little bit. And then that doesn't make for the best episode for you.
I don't know how the other guys out there that are in this community, I don't know how they just talk so positive all the time about stuff like this.
Well, after they're depositing the check from the last video, they did.
Yeah, yeah.
I was probably like, oh boy, I'm excited to release this new one, guys.
Hey, should we sell out? Write us at thecolognepodcast at gmail.com.
Is it time to sell out?
Okay, guys, we love you very much. Thank you to the Patreons. One of you guys about to get this other sample. I'm sorry. Hell, we may just give them both of them. I don't.
Yeah, there's still a little bit left in this one, too.
You're going to get to... Well. How many mls is that?
Well, it's probably one. Yikes. In the one we just used, and then you probably got three in the full one. Just depends. Yeah, let's just
give them all of it.
Oh, like both, send both to one person?
Yeah, just
kind yeah, of, yeah yeah, you'll get a good wearing that way.
Okay, thank you guys so much. You know what to do. Find us on your favorite streaming platforms.
Yeah, leave us a review. That really helps. If you could give us a 5-star review, tell us that you love us. It'll keep us from crying at night.
And until next time,
spray it up, y'all.